We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and we welcome you to Thursday, September the 22nd. We hope that you are having a wonderful day, and we want to recommend to you Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284. You know, all summer long, I have been saying, you know, you might want to at some point in time get your heater checked out. Well, it is getting to that time of year where maybe, you know, it's not going to stay hot forever. And especially if you like your the temperature of your house up there in the upper 70s or 80s, the way that some people like theirs. October's just around the corner, and it might be a good time for you to call Creative AC Solutions and have them come out and check your heater, especially if you like it warm. One of the coldest days that I ever remember from when we were living in a place that was a little drafty, I'll just put it that way, was I remember a very, very cold October, a very windy October, and waking up and being able to see my breath. And it wasn't because I was just getting up. It was just that cold. And so if you like to make sure that your heater is working, you might want to give them a call. If your AC goes out, give them a call, 759-3284, and tell them that you heard about them on the Refresh radio broadcast. So I want to take you back to Isaiah chapter 40 today. I want to invite you out to church this Sunday. I will be preaching this Sunday morning, and we'll be having our grow groups on Sunday night. And so come and be a part of that, 6:30 on Sunday night. Our worship service starts at 10:30. We have an adult Sunday school class that begins at 9:30. Come and be a part of what God is doing at Merritt Assembly of God. So on yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about the incomparable God. And in chapter 40, verse number 25, the question that I asked yesterday, or that I read yesterday, was also asked again. I referred to that as God, or the incomparable God. It says, "To whom then will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One?" I want you to know that God has no equal. He is the supreme God of the universe. And so I just want you to know that you can search all over this world. You can search to the depths of the ocean, or to the furthest extents of the universe. You can take a microscope and look deep into the deepest recesses of cellular construction, and you will find no equal to God. Not equal in holiness, no equal in authority, no equal in mercy, no equal on any standard. God is God alone. So thank God. Now we understand him as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so I just encourage you, don't settle for a counterfeit. Now I want to take you back to verse number 21. And it says in verse number 21, today I want to talk to you about God the Creator, God the Creator. And it says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless." I'm going to stop the reading there. Today, let me just tell you that the first two questions are repeated again in verse number 28. Have you not known and have you not heard? Whenever the Word of God repeats something, I believe it is God wanting to make a point that this is important. You need to pay attention to it. And the first thing here, it says, have you not known? God is looking for us not just to know about the presence of God. He is looking for us to know Him. I got probably one of the greatest compliments for our church recently that I have ever heard. And that was a person that visited and said, Pastor Bob, on the radio, you come across as warm and personable and authentic. And, when I visited your church, I found you to be exactly the same in person that you are on the radio. And that was a great compliment. But the person didn't stop there. And they said, and your church is just as warm and genuine and authentic and welcoming as you are. And I was like, praise God. Praise God that we are blessed at Merit Assembly of God with some of the friendliest, most hospitable people on the planet. They are just genuinely wonderful people. And so I tell them I'm blessed to be their pastor because they are tremendous saints. I've had people tell me, Pastor, you don't realize what a wonderful church you have to the privilege of pastoring. And I said, I do. I really do understand. We see we've got people with a passion for the Word, a passion for the presence of God. They have a passion for prayer, and they want to see the kingdom of God grow. I'm blessed. We have just a huge percentage of our congregation that is involved in some sort of ministry at the church. In most churches, it's a smaller number. It's like 15 to 20%. But at our church, we ran down the roster one board meeting, and we were about 50% involvement. And we were saying, man, I wonder what we could do to get the rest of the people involved. And so I want you to know, you might hear my voice and you might say, you know, I don't really know if he's exactly the same way as he comes off on the radio or not, but this is who I am. I'm this way all of the time. My poor wife. This is how I am. I'm a natural introvert that God has supernaturally transformed into someone who is a lot more outgoing and a lot more conversational than I could have ever been before on my own. And I love God. I love His Word. I love His people. And I want to see the kingdom come to Brevard County the same way that it is done in heaven. That's what I want. So have you not known? And God begins to ask them, you know, Jesus said to people, said, Lord, we did this in your name, and we did this in your name, and we did this in your name. And he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. See, that knowledge, that relationship, that familiarity that we are supposed to have, it is not supposed to be a familiarity with the facts as much as it is a relationship with the person of God. Have you not known? You hear it said about people sometimes, they've forgotten more than I'll ever know. I know this, that if you've stopped your pursuit of God, you stopped too soon. Because it's going to take God all of eternity to reveal the vastness of His goodness, His holiness, and His mercy to us. We need to start on the journey as soon as possible. It's going to be a great adventure discovering and knowing God. Moses didn't just say, God, show me your glory. Moses said, teach me your ways. Teach me your ways. Have you not known? Have you not heard? It is impossible to know if you haven't heard. And so in Revelation, it says, let him who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And so we need to pay attention. Someone said that they'd done a study and women speak twice as many words a day as a man does. A husband told his wife that, and she said, that's because we have to repeat everything because you don't pay attention to us the first time we say it. We need to be better listeners. If you want to be better at communicating with the people that you come in contact with, I encourage you, be a better listener. Don't just hear, but actually listen. Every once in a while, my wife will say to me, you're not paying attention. And I will recite to her all of the things that she's saying. And she's like, but I want your attention. Okay. Now we're going someplace with this. So just to, have you not known? Have you not heard? Or have you given God full attention? If man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, if we want a higher quality of life, we need to be a better hearer, not just a hearer of the word, but a hearer that actually, when we hear from God, we become a doer of it. Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? Today, I want to talk to you about God, the Creator. God, the Creator. And I want to take you back to Hebrews chapter 11, because there's a real interesting thing. Hebrews chapter 11 is known as the Hall of Faith chapter. It is the place where faith is defined. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. We talked a few broadcasts ago that without faith it is impossible to please God. But by faith, those who have gone before us obtained a good testimony. And so I like to read about biographies of faith, of men of faith or women of faith, where they said, you know what, we're going to go and we're going to live by faith and watch what they accomplished. I recently read a story about Hudson Taylor, who described our walk with God to be of such that we should be able to praise him or sing the doxology when we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. And Hudson Taylor was a missionary to China. He went there and he did not have a successful mission his first trip. He went back to England and there he discovered how to abide in Christ and remain in Christ. And then he went back to China and he revolutionized missionary work because he went and he identified with the people that he ministered to. He ministered to them by faith and he said, We should be able to worship God even when we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. One of the things that I've said is whenever I preach a message, God always makes me live it out. It doesn't just stay in the theoretical realm. It's got to have practical application. And so Hudson Taylor went home this day and his wife said, so we need to find out if it is more than just talk, if you are actually going to live that out at home, because our flour barrel is empty. Will you put your head in the flour barrel and sing the doxology like you challenged those people to? And he said, I will do it on one condition. If you will stick your head in with me and sing it together with me. And they both stuck their head into this old flour barrel. and sang, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." No external signs that the flower was there, but they said, "God, if this flour barrel is empty, we're going to fill it up with praise." And they praised him with an empty flour barrel. And God provided supernatural miracles for them while they were ministering to the people of China. God is the creator God. So when you, let me get back to Hebrews. Obtaining a testimony is one thing. By faith, this is verse number 3, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. And so one of the first entries in the Hall of Faith chapter doesn't necessarily have to do with people who have gone on before as much as it does how we understand that everything we see around us has come into being. It is by faith we understand, not by understanding we gain faith. There's a saying in Oklahoma, don't put the cart before the horse. Faith impacts our understanding. And so I encourage people to praise God and to trust God beyond their understanding, to have faith in God beyond what they can understand. You see, if we flip that around, we say, "God, until you explain this process to me, I'm not going to act." But when we are living by faith, we say, "God, I don't know how you are going to work all of this out, but I trust you. I have faith that you are the creator, that you created everything I see out of things that I couldn't see, and that when everything I can see is gone, has decayed, has rusted, or been taken out of the way, that you are going to remain." Okay? It is by the word of God. And so by faith, we understand. And so in Isaiah chapter 40, it says, "Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth?" So when you think about all that God has created, when you think about the Grand Canyon and the mountain ranges and the beautiful scenery, when you think of all of that beauty, when you think of the bodies that we have, when you think that God created not just the structure whereby we are made, but he created the things that were necessary for our physical well-being to be sustained. He gave us everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. When you know that, you can rest assured that if God has to create whatever it is you need, it is not a problem for him. So when you read in the Old Testament about Elijah going to the widow of Zarephath and says, "If you will make," by the way, Moses or God had told Elijah that he had already spoken to that widow. So when Elijah goes to her and says, "Make me a cake," God says, "I've already been telling her to do that." And she said, I don't have enough to make for you. I'm just going to make a cake for me. I'm going to make a cake for my son. Then we're out of meal, and we're not going to be able to eat again. We're ready to die after that." And Elijah said, "If you make a cake for me first, then make a cake for you and your son, and it's not going to run out." Now, she might not have understood the benefit before Elijah asked, but what he spoke to her was confirmation. One of our men came to me and said, "You know, the other day you asked me to do something, and right before you asked me to do that, God told me that you were going to ask me to do that." And I love that. See, now I want to share something with you, and that is this. God will use other people to confirm what he has been speaking to you in your life at times. I don't want to be the type of person that because somebody says something to me, that that is an aha moment or something like that, and say, wait a minute, that has caught me completely and totally off guard. I want to be in communication with God so that when I hear from him and then a person comes up and says something, it is a confirming word to me rather than a revelatory word for me. So I know that we need to have ears to hear what God has to say. Not only did that happen with the widow of Zarephath and Elijah, but Elisha comes along, and there is a prophet's widow and her two sons, and they have debts. And God says, okay, what I want you to do is I want you to go borrow as many vessels as you can. Not as many vessels as you're comfortable with. Borrow everything you can, and then bring them back. And he says, now start pouring the oil into the containers. And she was still pouring and said, bring me another container. Bring me another container. In other words, the supply was still coming when she ran out of vessels. And so somebody said, you know, now she had a pre-built customer base. The people she had borrowed the vessels from, she could now go and take those vessels back to them and say, would you like to buy this oil? It was not like walking down to the Publix or the Walmart to be able to get oil in those days. It was a lot more extensive than that. And so she had a pre-built-in customer, and he said, pay off your debts and then sell what is left, and you can live off of the proceeds. God is a creative God. How else do you explain millions of people wandering through the wilderness for 40 years and God makes sure that they never go hungry and they never go thirsty? If God is creative, shouldn't we also therefore be on that trend setting, on that creative edge of society? Should not God be able to do what he says in his word, that he will give us the ability to produce or to create wealth? And so I just want to encourage you today that God is the creator and he's not retired. Somebody asked me, what do you call the president who used to be in office but isn't in office anymore? And I said, Mr. President. A lot of people refer to God as the creator, as in the creation that took place in Genesis. But I tell you that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so he is still the creator. And I want you to trust him. Have you not? God is still a miracle working God. If you today are in a hopeless situation, I want you to know that he sits above the earth. He's bigger than your problems, and he will create a solution for you. Tomorrow on the broadcast, we're going to talk about two more attributes of God, and I'm really looking forward to bringing that message to you. But could we just take a moment right now? You know, I haven't been to journalism school. I didn't go to Bible college to be a speaker on the radio. I just wanted to impart the word of God. And so nobody's here telling me you got to do this and you got to do that. If you're going, I'm just here to love on people and share the word of God with them. But I want to remind you about that question there in Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 21. Have you not known and have you not heard? Have you not heard about how special God is, that he longs to speak to his people and he longs to be known by them? You know, a lot of people that we encounter in our day-to-day life live very guarded lives. They're afraid that if you know too much about them, that you won't like them anymore, that they've been hurt, and so they're very guarded that way. But God, whose Son was murdered by humanity and crucified on a cross, reviled, rejected, and yet he still loves us and wants us to know him. So can I pray for us today? It won't be long. I mean, it's just a couple of minutes till the program is over. But I want to pray for all of us that we will know him in all of his fullness, that we'll know him in resurrection power, that we will know him when times are good and we will know him in times are bad, that we will know that God is a trustworthy God, and that if he has to, he can create a whole new situation for us. Father, I just pray for those who are listening right now. God, I pray that we would know you, not just know about you. Lord, I thank you for your word and the way that you reveal yourself. I want to thank you, God, that it is your desire for us not to be stumbling in the dark, but that we can know you as our Heavenly Father, as our Lord and our Savior. God, I pray that we would not rest until we have set ourselves on the journey to know you. Lord, I don't want to be the person that you say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. God, I want us to be on an intimate relationship level. God, where you know that I love you with all my heart and you love me with all that you have. God, I pray for those who are here today listening that if they're going through a difficult time, Lord, that you would move heaven and earth to meet the needs that they have in their life. God, if they're hurting, would you impart to them the healing that you have? Lord, healing, it nourishes us, it feeds us. There's some that have said healing is the children's bread. God, I pray that you would heal hurting hearts today, that you would create new opportunities. God, that we would know you in such a way that we would be able to trust you even with our most challenging circumstances. I thank you. I praise you. I rejoice with every person who is listening and what new things you are going to bring into their life in Jesus' name. God bless you. You have a marvelous day, and we will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.